Is the audience like me at your concerts? Do they sing every word?
You know, I was surprised. Yes, they do. There's so many people that know those words, and they're out there singing along and clapping their hands. And I think, my God. Amen.
I was going to say,
What have you done?
Are your parents alive? Are they proud of you?
My mother's still living. Yeah, yeah, she thinks it's great.
She likes the songs. Artie, you were saying.
No, I was just going to say, is the audience like me at your concerts and not there?
I don't know what his wife thinks about all this. And do people sometimes think she's the inspiration for some of these songs?
Yeah, everybody asks me that. Does she inspire these songs? There are a few, but
I'll be honest with you. I kind of feel like yeast infection could be about your wife, because you seem to know a lot about it. I think you've experienced yeast infection,
you
right?
You do ask artists the hard-hitting questions, Howard.
Yeah, you sure do.
Let's be honest. Have you ever actually experienced bad stinky pussy?
I certainly have.
You have?
Yeah.
And you're a one-man woman.
Yeah. Yes, so, I am.
Well, all right. You go put the pieces together.
I hate to stereotype a guy like Larry. And if I'm out of line here, please... put me in line.
Okay.
You know, the type of guy you are, type of music, type of background. Do you have any songs that have any racial overtones to them, or are you just all about, you know?
Oh, no. I'm just all about a good time. No.
Well, good. I'm glad.
How dare you stereotype like
that? Well, I was afraid that maybe we'd, you know, become friends with this guy and,
maybe
you know,
the N-word was using one of his songs.
Yeah, you know, we don't want to get hit in the face with something like that.
No. Is your wife ever saying to you, you know, I know that's about my yeast infection. I mean, come on.
How many times do you have to put that in a
honey,
song?
Honey, does my pussy really smell? I mean, does it ever inspire some sort of arguments?
Yes, it has. Yeah. Yes, sometimes she says, is that about me? Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Gee, no, dear.
No. Okay. Work told me.
Yeah, I got work told her. I just made that up.
Well, how do you work?
Hey, Larry, me and the girls were talking. Is the song My Wife's Pussy Smells About Me?
Eric, you're on
Maybe
the air.
Even his sons and daughter don't want to know how good his wife is in bed.
Right. Very awkward.
Larry Pierce is here. Everyone's excited about his new album, Pussy Whipped. And let's go to Sacramento. Eric, you have a question for Larry Pierce, an international artist. Go ahead.
Yeah, why do you guys like this guy?
Oh, Eric.
Sucks.
Oh, Eric the Midget.
What?
This guy sucks.
Sorry, he's no homo American Idol contestant.
He's no Catherine McPhee, but he's okay.
He's better than Rascal Flatts.
I was in a country. That sucks.
Oh, you're out of your mind. Get off my phone. Are you crazy?
Man's a national treasure.
When you wrote Swallow My Cum.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, let me play a little of that.
Okay,
that's a real good one.
Sure.
Now, this is more pop for you.
Yeah.
It's a getting late. I just can't wait till the band stops the playing and the crowd begins to dissipate. I'm gonna take you home, get you all alone. Then I'm gonna pop the question I've been waiting on for so long. Will you swallow my cum?
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 Swish it all around, then gulp it down and lick it off of your thumb.
You must have an incredible sex drive. Do you beat off a lot?
Yeah, I do.
You do? How many times a day do you beat off?
I don't know. I don't count, but...
At least twice?
At least every day, anyway.
Yeah, and you're 56, so...
Yeah, right.
I guess you're not having much sex with your wife. You're mostly beating off.
Oh, no, I need that. I need both.
You really? Wow.
Yeah,
you're totally oversexed.
I've got a very strong libido.
Howard.
I could see in your music.
It's all you think about, right?
Yeah, that's right.
You think about it on the toilet, my God.
Do you ever write a song that was too intense? In other words, you started to write
like
it...
Like you said, but I got
it. But it freaked you out, and you said, forget it, I can't even write this song?
Yeah, that happened once with the song Yeast Infection, and I went ahead and finished it anyway.
Yeah, you thought
so
it was
you
wrong.
Don't let that hold you back.
No,
I decided
not to let it hold me back. It wasn't too gross. I'm going to do it.
Screw censorship.
Right.
A couple of questions about your song, I Want You to Swallow My Cum.
Right.
One, do you think a lot of your fans had to look up the word dissipate?
That's possible.
But you rhymed that perfectly. And when you're a backup singer and you realize that's what you're singing backup.
Yeah.
Did you have any trouble with those guys? Were they uppity about it, the backup singers?
Oh, no, no. My band, they're just as dirty as I am.
Oh,
no
problem. It's an in-house thing. You're not bringing in other musicians.
Right.
Well, you're a tremendous talent.
And where do you record? I mean, do you...
In jail.
In jail, yeah. There you go.
Release program.
At the hospital, yes.
Where do you record this? Do you have a special... It sounds almost like the Elvis Sun Studio kind of thing.
This last CD was recorded in... Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Wow, it's a tremendous accomplishment. Every time I shit, tell us about that one. What inspired that?
There was no particular thing that inspired it. It was just a stupid idea I had that I thought was funny.
Stupid?
Well, yeah.
Not stupid.
This was just a stupid idea.
Well, I'm sitting on the toilet, staring at the walls. I can feel the cool, clear water splashing soft against my balls. Well, that's when I start thinking about my favorite fantasy, and my dick begins to harden as the shit pains come through me. And I think about you every time I shit. I think about your pussy, and I want to lick your clit. With each fart I fantasize about my head between your thighs. Yes, I think about you every time I shit.
Explain to me, do you masturbate? Because you're a married man, you got to find places to hide, even at 56 years old.
Right.
Like, at 56, you should be able to do whatever you want.
Yeah, I think so.
But is that what you do? Like, sometimes you go and take a shit, and you think about some girl, and you beat off?
No, that's really not right. Well, the way it happened, the way I got the idea for this, is, you know, you hear people say once in a while, when they're talking about a woman they don't like, to say, you know, I'll think about you every time I shit.
Oh,
you know?
I see. So it's negative.
And I, so I did put a twist on it. I thought, well, what if there's some sick bastard that really does get turned on when he shits?
Well,
you know?
I think most of us who masturbated as young boys would go in the bathroom to take a dump, and then all of a sudden you say, hey, I'm alone finally. My mom's not around, and I'll masturbate. I associated taking a dump with masturbating for a good 5-6 years.
Is that right?
So I understood it. I thought, well, maybe some guys held on to that when they get older.
I've had ex-girlfriends in an argument say to me, I have to go take an Artie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they quibble.
You know, you're here on a good day. It's our anniversary of the
first
year, and they're having a big breakfast out there. I hope you play a few songs live when everyone's out there.
Now he can't do that in the halls.
You don't think so?
Oh,
why not?
My goodness. Come on.
People would loved it.
I want you to swallow my cum in the halls. I think it's fine.
Well, Larry.
Do you have any songs that don't actually? Do you ever write just a plain old love song?
No. I don't want to hear that.
No.
Yeah. Good.
No.
Because I'll throw you out of here.
I had another life under another name.
I'm your biggest fan, and if you start writing love songs, I'll throw you right out
okay,
the door.
Okay, all right.
So who discovered you?
I did.
Well, I don't know. It's such a long story. I don't know how to make it short.
Do you pay for your own albums?
No.
So a record company hires you.
Yeah, the way this started about, somebody got a copy of one of my cassette tapes that I'd made a crude recording
and
of these
just
songs.
Just for your friends or something.
Yeah, and he sent it into some place that does truck stop comedy and distributes it. And
sounds
they
just like the Elvis
me.
Story.
Yeah. It's almost
or the Jerky Boys.
So they called you, and you probably thought it was a joke at first. And
yes, I did. I thought, I can't believe they want to pay me for these songs. You know, and they sent me to the studio and
do they give you a fee for making these?
Yeah.
How much money can you get for making an album, like for a record company, a dirty word album?
Well, I don't know.
Can you make more than $10,000?
Oh, Lord, no.
No. All right. That's what I thought.
No, I get a few thousand dollars.
That's the sick part. Probably after you're dead, people will realize Lick My Scrotum is a great song, and you'll probably be a millionaire in death, you know?
Right.
But, Larry, congratulations on your latest effort. The new album is going in the right direction. You got a little country, a little bit of pop. I think you're ready to cross over.
Good deal.
The band is called Itis. Larry Pierce and his band. The new album is called Pussy Whipped.
Is this your biggest booking so far? Have you ever had a national...
This is the biggest thing for me so far. I've never been on national radio.
I'll tell you what I'm going to try and do for you, because I am such a fan. I'm going to call Willie Nelson and see if you can't be his opening act.
Hey, that'd be great.
I'm being serious. I think you deserve the exposure. You got a great voice, great tunes, and it's fun, and everybody loves it. LarryPierce.com. Eric the Midget might not like you, but what does he know?
Yeah, right.
It's just one little midget.
Fuck him.
You got a song called Fuck Eric the Midget. Let me hear a little of that. If you just try it. Here you go.
Oh, fuck you, Eric the Midget.
You are a little fidget.
Yeah.
See, he has to think these things through. He's got to be inspired.
Maybe he's not the genius I think he is. Well, thank you. And yeast infection, all of them are great.
Thanks.
You know, geez, I can't even
figure. I'll tell you, the catchiest one to me is nothing like a good hard fight.
Well, everybody knows that, Robin.
That's great.
You can kiss me all over and tickle me with clover, baby. You can even suck my cock.
Right.
You can lay me in the grass and lick me on my ass or jack me off with a sock. Bend me up against the wall and suck and lick my balls. You can give it everything you got.
Do you think anybody's actually fucking this guy? I wonder.
And this is all fantasy.
I think so. Larry Pierce, the band Itis. Go to Larry Pierce, PIERCE.com. That's a name you should know.
I'll tell you what, I got to catch your name if you want to get into it for money.
What?
How about Silly Nelson?
Silly Nelson. This I like.
Silly Nelson, dude, you'll sell a million. It's all about names.
He's right. Larry Pierce ain't that catchy.
Right.
Silly Nelson, everybody knows.
That sounds better.
Dude, Silly Nelson.
Would you ever consider going under a nom de plume?
Yeah, there you go.
Check out a documentary about Larry's life at DirtyCountryMovie.com. We see your whole world and everything.
Right.
It's got to be amazing. I'm going to watch that. And congratulations again.
Thank you.
Accomplishment. And thank you for being with us on our anniversary. I needed a big guest for today, and I appreciate you being here.
Okay.